And that was Greg Hargis, who's been working with Sherry and Chris of Z Puppets. And you were to have a production, right?
Yes, I'm Sherry from Z Puppets Rosenschnauz, and we have been working with Greg on Through the Narrows, which is intended to be an intimate puppet theater experience where everyone sits at a table that is the landscape for the puppets. And so the audience was limited to about 25 people. We're turning it into a creative social distance event in audio puppetry to air or to be released through a webcast on March 21st, next Saturday, which happens to be World Puppetry Day.
Yeah, and, you know, it's interesting because one of the things that has fascinated me as a puppeteer for decades has been that when puppetry really works, it's activating the imagination of the audience. And we realized that that is also true for radio, that when radio really works, it's activating the imagination of the audience. And both Sherry and I have been fans of old-time radio broadcasts and dramas and comedies and, you know, all of that whole world for a long time. And so we realized, well, we can maybe pivot this moment and still bring this show, which we think is really even more than ever important for people to experience. We think it'll actually work better than a video.
Yeah, puppetry for video is really designed differently. And our puppets really connect with the audience when they're right in front of us. But as puppeteers, like Chris said, we feel like the most compelling puppetry leaves room for the audience's imagination. And thanks to KFAI and the number of times we've been on shows doing radio puppetry when we've done little samples of our different shows throughout our 20 years working together, we've been able to try out some of those ideas. And the theme of Through the Narrows, the message is, let's come together to help each other find the next steps and strength to face life's narrow passages. So it's the right time to share that message. And we know a lot of people, especially families, are looking for ways to engage, looking for ways to find strength through this time of social quarantine.
Right. And so you're releasing this on Saturday, next Saturday.
Yes. And we'll release it on Saturday on World Puppetry Day, and then it'll be up and available at least through May 1st.
Okay.
And what we're doing is offering free access, like we were to our live performances, for all Native American tribal members, and then also pay what you will access. We are trying to recoup the losses that we face, both with this production and in general with as artists and lots of people in the service industry are facing right now with lost income.
Right.
When you go to our website, zpuppets.org, you'll have the option to register to get the access code and the link. And all this week, we'll be turning our puppetry studio, into a recording studio with the help of Greg and his expertise in sound and recording.
So. Yeah, okay, being creative.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a strange time, but it's also the first of spring, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's sort of like, you know, to me, it's always the first day of spring is reason to celebrate.
Right.
You guys have lived here long enough to know. It's like, okay, and even today, it's like, it's cold out.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, part of the inspiration for Through the Narrows is the story of Passover. Through the Narrows features one character who is a 3,500-year-old woman who recounts her crossing of the Red Sea, which is slightly different from the story that people tell about Moses. And we're a few weeks leading up to Passover, which often coincides with spring, mm-hmm. and the ritual of Passover is to tell those stories of overcoming the tight spots in life, oppression, oppressors, making it through those narrow passages. It's Through the Narrows is inspired by the Hebrew term Mitzrayim, which is making it through, is being caught in those narrow passages.
And so there's we tell two stories, and Through the Narrows, we kind of weave them together. And one story is the story of this 3,500-year-old Jewish woman. And the other story is the story of a 6-year-old Cherokee boy who is taken away by the Cherokee little people, who are kind of akin to fairies in the European tradition. Who sort of rescue him from the Trail of Tears and then bring him back after his family has left on the Trail of Tears. And so he's trying to come to terms and figure out what happened to his family. And both of these stories, I think, are really interesting in this. It's been really fascinating to be rehearsing and working with this with these stories during this time of uncertainty, because, you know, this isn't the first time that we as humans have experienced great moments of upheaval and uncertainty, and we just, you know, society is changing, right, you know, by the hour. And I find it really useful and really helpful to be looking at the past, at how people in the past have dealt with similar times or other times of upheaval.
And the weaving of these two stories, these characters meet and they find that strength to take the next step together. And Greg's music is really what transports the audience, whether they're listening or watching, through, you know, across continents and across these centuries that bring these stories forward. So that also made us feel like in audio, you know, just with Greg's music alone, it would be a compelling experience.
Sure. I guess we're going to turn it over to you, Craig. I mean, she led into it, so I'm going to just go ahead. Okay, here we go.
Shall we do some Ellie?
Sure.
Music?
So do you want to describe it?
Well, I can tell you a little bit about the themes that I'm playing. Mm-hmm. I'm playing a 8-string Greek bouzouki, which is kind of a universal instrument, the way I look at it. And we're playing what begins with a variation on a klezmer theme, which becomes Ellie's Nigun, and she sings it to comfort herself and to get through a lot of the trials that she's facing. And then we're going to morph into some other themes that kind of coincide with the Red Sea crossing.
Bye.